所以我们如何要得到这个爱呢？就是要真的诚心的多祷告。
We receive this love by devoting time to prayer.
我们自然而然都会为别人着想，我们自然而然会有爱心，看到别人呢虽然有缺点，可是会觉得他们还是可爱，会帮助他们，帮他带导。
Very naturally, we will be full of compassion, and when we see others' weakness, we will be understanding and help intercede for them in prayer.
神给我们圣灵的目的就是借着圣灵来更新我们，会像小孩子一样很天真、很慈祥。
God gave us the Holy Spirit to renew us so that we can be as children and pure and innocent.
所以我们现在一同来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord. I saw many good-looking celebrities.
那么他们又很有才干。
They were also very capable.
所以就想要像他们一样。
I wanted to be like them.
那么有一些人在长大一点。
Then when some people grow older.
看到说这个做事情啊，看到有一些人很有钱。
They see that some people who work are very wealthy.
就像 Bill Gates 一样，要成为一个有钱人。
And they want to be just like Bill Gates and become wealthy.
还是一个公司的一些这个老板啊、经理啊，很有才干。
Or they might see some CEOs who are very capable.
还是要像大学的教授啊，很有知识。
They might also see college professors who are very knowledgeable.
还是像某某人啊，政治家啊，很有权柄。
Or they might see politicians who are very powerful.
所以我们在我们人生里面啊，一直在寻求我要成为谁。
In our lives, we are continually looking for who we want to be.
我们的人生目的是什么
？What is the purpose of our lives？
那么在圣经里面，在保罗的书信里面啊，将近每一本书啊，都有写着我们要像耶稣基督。
In the Bible and in the letters of Paul, the common theme is that we want to be like the Lord Jesus.
可是保罗用不同的方法来形容同一件事情。
Paul described different methods to achieve the same goal.
比如说保罗说要效法我，就像我效法耶稣一样。
For example, Paul said, "If you imitate me, as I imitate Christ."
保罗又说在其他的书信说要脱下这个旧人，要穿上新人。这个新人是按着神的公义和慈仁义所造的。
Paul also said to put off the old self and to put on the new self that is made according to the righteousness of God.
那在罗马书第八章二十九节，我们看一下。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
罗马书第八章二十九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
罗马书第八章二十九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 29.
二十九节。因为他预先所知道的人。就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
在这里我们可以看到说，神还没创造宇宙万物啊之前。
Before the creation of the world.
他已经知道一些人，把他们定下来要得救。
God had already set aside certain people for salvation.
那么，主耶稣把这些人定下来做什么事情呢？这是要效法耶稣基督啊。
What was the purpose of this predestination? And it was for them to conform and to imitate the Lord Jesus.
所以在我们还没出生之前，神已经预定我们，要预定我们的目标要像耶稣。
Before we were even born, God has already set a purpose that we are to imitate Christ.
那在这个腓立比书第三章第八节，我们请看一下。
Let's refer to Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
腓立比书第三章第八节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第三章第八节。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因我已认识我主耶稣基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
Verse 8. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
我们可以看到说，保罗再一次在这里腓立比书在形容说啊，他追求的目标是要像耶稣基督。
Paul again describes that the goal he's pursuing is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在要像耶稣基督之前呢，就是要认识耶稣基督。
And in, before we imitate Christ, we must come to know him.
因为保罗对耶稣基督有很深刻的认识。
Paul had a very deep understanding of the Lord.
他把耶稣当为至宝，把其他东西看为垃圾。
He treated the Lord as a precious treasure, and everything else was rubbish in comparison.
那最后他说他要得着耶稣基督。
In the end, he wanted to gain Christ.
啊，这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to gain Christ?
不只是有这个耶稣基督的形象。
It doesn't merely mean to have the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也让耶稣基督啊，活生生的活在他心中。
But it also means to have the Lord living within his heart.
把主耶稣的生命，主耶稣的个性把它活出来。
To manifest the Lord's personality and also his life.
啊，所以保罗说啊，我活的就是基督。
This is the reason why Paul said, I live for Christ.
啊，所以我们从这很多的经节可以看到说，啊，一圣经一直教导我们，我们要效法耶稣基督。
From many Bible verses, we know that we need to be like the Lord.
好，那么我们这里有很多的学生。
We have many students here.
啊，有些工程师在事业上在做事。
Some are engineers in the workplace.
那还有一些在做先生的。
Some are husbands.
其实我们要成为耶稣基督，我们要效法耶稣基督啊，不是说我们不能做生意人，不能做学生，不能做这个家庭主妇。
Just because we want to imitate Christ doesn't mean we cannot be students.Or be professionals.
虽然我们是家庭主妇还是做学生的，可是我们还是可以拥有这耶稣基督的生命和个性在我们里面。
Even if we are students or housewives, we can still have the life and character of Christ within us.
那么今天想跟大家分享三点啊，主耶稣的个性。
And today I'd like to share three points of Jesus' character.
啊，首先我来看路加福音第七章。
First, let us refer to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7,
十一节到十七节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 11 through 17.
路加福音第七章十一节到十七节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 11 to 17.
过了不多时，耶稣往一座城去，这城名叫拿因，他的门徒和极多的人与他同行。十二节。
12.
将近城门，有一个死人被抬出来。这人是他母亲独生的儿子，他母亲又是寡妇，有城里的许多人同着寡妇送殡。十三节。
13.
主看见那寡妇，就怜悯他，对他说：“不要哭。”十四节。
14.
于是，近前按着杠抬的人就站住了。耶稣说：“少年人，我吩咐你起来。”十五节。
15.
那死人就坐起，并且说话。耶稣便把他交给他母亲。十六节。
16.
众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神。说有大先知在我们中间兴起来了，又说神眷顾了他的百姓。十七节。
17.
他这事的风声就传遍了犹太和周围地方。在这里记载着主耶稣是怎么动的慈心去帮助一个寡妇，他的独生子死了。
This passage tells us how Jesus had compassion on a widow whose son had passed away.
我们今天要学习主耶稣的那种慈心。
Today we must learn the compassion of Christ.
对别人要有怜悯心。
To have a heart of forgiveness towards others.
主耶稣看到这里一个寡妇，她已经没有先生了。
Jesus saw this widow who no longer had her husband.
先生是她的依靠。
Her husband was her reliance.
说这寡妇已经没有依靠了。
Now this widow had no one to rely on.
那更惨的是她的唯一的独生子，这儿子呢是她的盼望，唯一的盼望。
Then she had her only son, which was her one hope.
所以她在世界上是无依无靠又没有盼望的人。
In the world, she had no one to rely on, and she had no more hope.
所以当她送她的儿子。去埋葬的时候，我相信他哭的简直是，他也想要自杀。
she was taking her son to be buried, she must have been weeping to the point where she wanted to have killed herself.
那这时候城里的人都很也同情这个女寡妇啊，可是他们没办法帮什么忙。
The people of the city must have been very pitying this widow, but they could not help her.
可是主耶稣看到这件事情的时候，主耶稣动了慈心。
When Jesus saw this, he was full of compassion.
他把这个死的独生子啊，使他复活。
He resurrected this young man who had died.
今天我们会说，我又不是主耶稣，我怎么可以使人复活呢？
Today we may say we are not the Lord Jesus Christ, then how can we resurrect a person?
可是今天我们会做一件事情。
There is something we can do today.
我们看到 没有指望的人，没有依靠的人，我们会把这福音传给他。
When we see people who are without any reliance and without any hope, we can share the gospel with them.
使他借着福音呢，他的心里生出盼望。
Through the gospel, they will experience hope within their hearts.
来认识耶稣，让耶稣成为他的依靠。
They will come to know Jesus, and He will become their reliance.
那我们今天可以看到，世界上有很多人是没有依靠的，没有盼望的。
In the world, we see many people who do not have anyone to rely on and who have no hope.
我们有没有这种怜悯的心，看到他们的时候，也尽量的把这个福音传给他们吗？
Are we filled with compassion and this desire to share the gospel with them?
其实我们人都有慈心，怜悯的心。
We all have this heart of mercy and compassion.
可是有时候是因为我们被人拒绝了，被人攻击了，失败了，灰心了，那么我们不再去传给别人了。
Sometimes we may have been rejected or disappointed or frustrated, and we no longer want to share the gospel with others.
也慢慢的，我们对别人的怜悯心呢，越来越没有了。This
has slowly diminished our heart of compassion.
那主耶稣在世上一直在怜悯人。But
the Lord Jesus is full of compassion for the world.
我们再看这个马太福音第九章。That
is also referred to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章36节。Matthew
chapter 9 verse 36.
马太福音第九章36节。Matthew
chapter 9 verse 36.
马太福音第九章36节。Matthew
9 verse 36.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
36, but when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd.
其实在主耶稣那时代有很多的教师。
There were many teachers in the time of Jesus.
那为什么主耶稣看到这些人神的百姓好像没有牧人一般呢？
Even though there were so many teachers, why did Jesus see the people as if they were sheep without a shepherd?
有可能这些教师没有真的照顾羊。
Perhaps these teachers had not truly taken care of the sheep.
主耶稣看到他们呢，主耶稣就动了慈心了，就怜悯他们。
When Jesus saw them, he was full of compassion and had mercy on them.
我们常常说传道不够。
We often say we do not have enough ministers.
那么有没有人看到这种情况，有没有想要奉献自己来做传道呢？
And is there anyone who sees the situation and is willing to become a minister?
那有没有人看到这种情况，说好，虽然神不是让我做传道的料子，可是呢，我可以好好读经祷告，来做牧羊的工作。
Or are there any of us that we see the situation and although we may not become a minister, we are willing to cultivate ourselves to shepherd the people?
有时候我们自己的儿女好像是没有牧人一般的。
Sometimes our own sons and daughters will be like sheep without a shepherd.
因为父母亲忙着在赚钱。This
may be because parents are so busy working.
有时候去访问一些年轻弟兄姐妹，父母就不在，那儿女就放牛吃草，自己做自己的事情。Sometimes
when I go on visitations, I see that the children are left to their own devices.
所以其实像这种情况，我们都可以产生怜悯的心来做一些事情。And
in these situations, we can be filled with compassion and act.
当我们没有去做的时候，那只是使我们更没有怜悯的心了。When
we do not act upon it, then our compassion still decreases.
我们再来看这个马太福音14章的14节。
Let us also refer to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章的十四节。
Matthew chapter 14 verse 14。
马太福音十四章的十四节。
Matthew 14:14。
耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病。
14, and when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick.
在那时候，神的百姓啊，有很多人在生病。
There were many who were sick among God's people.
主耶稣看到他们生病啊，就怜悯他们，因为主耶稣可以去体会他们的痛苦，就把他们医治好了。
When Jesus saw their sick, he was full of compassion for them because he understood their pain.
在教会里面，我们可以看到，还有在外面可以看到有很多人有属灵的疾病。
Today here in the church and even outside, we see many who are spiritually ill.
有些人是眼睛瞎了，看不懂神的话语。看不懂神给他的恩典。
Some may be blinded to God's word and God's grace.
不了解神的旨意。
And blind to God's will.
那有些人是缺腿，有脚不能走。
Some are lame and they have feet but they cannot walk.
知道神的旨意，可是做不出来。
They know God's will but they are unable to perform it.
那有些人有这个嫉妒病、骄傲病、贪心病、色情病。
Some are sick with pride and lust and greed.
所以人有很多的疾病。
People have different types of illnesses.
那我们看到这些人有这种疾病，我们会不会怜悯他们呢？
When we see those who are ill, do we feel compassion towards them?
我们会不会帮他们祷告呢？
Do we pray for them?
所以当别人在受痛苦的时候，还是有毛病、有问题的时候，我们也自己处身。把我们自己放在他们的鞋子立场上去体会，那么我们就很自然的会帮他们好好祷告了。
When we see others who are suffering or facing troubles, and we place ourselves in their shoes, then it will move us to intercede for them in prayer.
我们再看马太福音十五章三十二节。
Let's also refer to Matthew chapter 15 verse 32.
马太福音十五章的三十二节。
Matthew 15:32.
三十二节。
32.
耶稣叫门徒来说，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天也没有吃的了，我不愿意叫他们饿着回去，恐怕在路上困乏。
32. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they have not continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I do not want to send them away hungry lest they faint on the way.
我们可以看到说主耶稣很注重人有没有吃饱。
Jesus cared very much whether the people had enough food.
他甚至不愿意人啊，为了他，就说为了跟主耶稣在一起，到最后呢还昏倒了。主耶稣不愿意看到这样子情况。
He did not want the people to follow him to the point where they would faint from lack of food.
那今天呢，我们有没有看到现在有很多的人心灵上啊？很饥渴。
Today, do we see those who are spiritually hungry?
有时候来到教会，可能因为缺乏好好的准备，而觉得说有些人觉得他们没得到很多。
Sometimes people will come to church and because of a lack of preparation, they do not receive very much.
那我们不应该只有批评，我们不该有批评。
We should not criticize.
我们想想看，我能做什么，使我们的弟兄姐妹、朋友们，在这个道理上得得更加富足。
Instead, we should think what we could do so that the brothers and sisters can receive more abundantly.
让他们从这个安息日完以后，得到力量，可以再继续走六天的道路。
And so that after the Sabbath, they can gain more strength, so they can continue the other 6 days of their work.
所以我们真的要有怜悯的心。
We truly must have a heart of compassion.
耶稣很美。
Jesus is very beautiful.
他一直在怜悯人。
He is continually having compassion for
people. 那他把他所有一切都奉献出来，来帮助人，所以人们才不会很可怜。
He has sacrificed everything for people so that we will not be so pitiful.
这是第一我们要学习的。
This is the first character that we must learn.
第二，我们要学习的是主耶稣的智慧。
Secondly, we must learn about the wisdom of Jesus.
我们来看这个约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第八章第一节到十一节。
John 8 verses 1 through 11.
约翰福音第八章第一节。
John chapter 8 verse 1.
到十一节。
To verse 11.
第八章第一节到十一节。
John chapter 8 verse 1 through 11.
于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山去。第二节。
2.
清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。第三节。
3.
文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫使被拿的妇人来，叫他站在当中。第四节。
4.
就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人正是行淫之时被拿的。第五节。
5.
摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？第六节。
6.
他们说这话乃试探耶稣要得着告他的把柄，耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字。第七节。
7.
他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。第八节。
8.
于是就弯着腰用指头在地上画字。第九节。
9.
他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。第十节。
10.
耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？十一节。
11.
他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。在这里记载着有一些主耶稣敌人啊，基督耶稣就找主耶稣麻烦。
This passage records the Lord's enemies who were trying to attack him.
犯奸淫是两个人的事情。
Adultery is a matter that involves two parties.
他让这个男人走了，把这女人抓起来，因为可能女人比较好欺负吧。
The man was let to go free, and this woman was caught.
那他们把这妇人带到主耶稣面前。问他一个问题。
They brought this woman before Jesus and asked him a question.
按照摩西律法，我们要把这妇人用石头打死，你说该怎么办？
According to Moses and the law, this woman should be stoned. What do you say?
这是一个陷阱。
This is a trick question.
如果主耶稣说把他打死，他们就把他打死，就告到这个罗马官员那边，说主耶稣要我们杀了人，就主耶稣是主谋。
If Jesus said that she should be stoned, then he would be accused before the authorities, saying that he had incited murder.
那如果说不要去打死，告诉大家说这个主耶稣没有按照神的律法在做事。
If instead Jesus had said that she should not be stoned to death, then that would mean he did not subscribe to the law of Moses.
他们都把这个陷阱都设计好了，他们想得很周到。主耶稣不管怎么说，是还是不是，绝对会被我陷害到。
They had already set up the scenario so that regardless of Jesus' answer, he would come to harm.
那我们可以看到主耶稣相当有智慧。
We see that the Lord Jesus has great wisdom.
他要解决很多的问题。
He needed to resolve many problems.
他要解决这个妇人的问题。
He needed to solve this woman's problem.
他同时要教导这些法利赛人和文士神的道理。
At the same time, he needed to teach these scribes and Pharisees the word of God.
他同时也要去解决这个听众还有这个门徒他们也在想说该怎么办。
He also had to instruct the audience, which were the disciples and apostles.
同时他要解决自己的问题。
Finally, he also had to resolve his own problem.
首先呢，主耶稣不讲话。
At first, Jesus remained silent.
有些人有时候问我们一些问题，我们说很急的就讲出来了。
Sometimes when we are asked questions, we quickly will respond.
那这时候主耶稣让大家就静下来。
When Jesus remained quiet, then this also allowed everyone else to calm down.
只有静下来的时候，才会好好听了主耶稣讲的话。
And it was only when they were calm that they would really listen to Jesus' words.
所以等大家一直在询问耶稣说该怎么办，该怎么办，大家就想这个问题的时候，主耶稣后来才把答案跟他们讲。
When they asked his opinion, it was only later that Jesus gave his response.
主耶稣只讲一句话。
He only said one statement.
解决全部的人的问题。
And this one statement resolved every person's problem.
那这些法利赛人和文士他们想说，这个主耶稣绝对没办法逃出我的所设下的陷阱
These scribes and Pharisees must have thought that there was no way for Jesus to escape this trap.
怎么知道主耶稣竟然说了一句话，使他们呢 每个人心里就觉得很扎心了、啊，觉得自己啊有罪，就走了。
How could they have known that with one statement Jesus could convict their consciences and have them depart?
啊，这是主耶稣的智慧。
This is the wisdom of
the Lord.
今天呢，
我们要学习啊，不只是懂圣经了、啊，我们要有那个智慧，怎么去应用神的话语。
Today, it is not enough to know the Bible, but also how we are to use the Word of God.
啊，法利赛人是懂神的话语的。
The Pharisees were very knowledgeable about the Word of God.
可是他们觉得说这是有冲突的，因为圣经上说要把这个女人打死，可是如果打死了，他们就要受监牢了，在罗马监狱里面了。
But even though they knew the word, they were conflicted because the law said that they had to stone this woman to death. But if they followed through with this, then they would be imprisoned.
所以他们懂道理，可是他们做不出来，因为他们不知道怎么去应用。
They understood the doctrine, but they did not know how to act upon it.
可是我们可以看到说，主耶稣知道怎么去应用。
Jesus knew how to act upon it.
他知道说要多么的公义和慈爱。
Jesus knew how to be righteous and merciful.
今天这也是我们要追求的。
This is something we must also pursue today.
因为在我们生活当中，我们可以看到说，真的，周围的人有很多问题，甚至我们家庭和连我们自己都有很多问题啊。
In our daily lives, we will see that people around us and in our families and even ourselves face many problems.
那么我们有没有用错误的方法一直在解决同样的问题呢？
Do we use the wrong methods to try to solve the same problems?
常常有。
This is often the case.
啊，我们不要再继续下去了。
We should no longer continue.
啊，我们真的要来从圣经上来得到这真智慧。
Instead, we should gain true wisdom from the Bible.
那我们怎么得到这个真智慧呢？
How can we find this true wisdom?
我们来看这个箴言第二章的第一节到第六节。
That's referred to Proverbs chapter 2.
箴言第二章。
Proverbs 2.
第一节到第六节。
Verse 1 through 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我儿，你若领受我的言语，存记我的命令。第二节。
2.
赐耳听智慧。专心求聪明。第三
Three,
呼求明哲扬声求聪明。第四
Four,
寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。第五节
Five,
我就、啊、你就明白敬畏主得以认识神。第六节
Six,
因为主赐人智慧、啊、知识和聪明都由他口而出、啊啊、在这里记载着说我们如何来求智慧。
This tells us the method to pursue wisdom.
啊，除了我们传统上就是求圣灵充满啊，向神求智慧以外。
Aside from the tradition of asking for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to gain this wisdom.
啊，首先第一节告诉我们说，我们听道理的时候要专心的听呢、啊，仔细的听。
Verse one, it teaches us to listen carefully to the word.
啊，第三节呢，就是我们要求祷告求神，让我们可以了解。
Verse 3, we are to ask for discernment in prayer.
啊，第四呢？第四节告诉我们说，我们要花时间呢、啊，去祷告，去反省，去思考，默想神的话语。
Verse 4 teaches us to dedicate time to pray and meditate about God's word.
啊，我不知道我们弟兄姐妹有没有常常做这件事情，就是啊，圣经看不懂的时候啊，去问神。
How many of us will ask God when we come across something in the Bible that we don't understand?
还是不知道怎么去应用的时候，也去问神。
Or if we don't know how to use what we've learned, do we ask God?
啊，真的很感谢主啊，神让我做传道，有这个机会啊，常常可以读圣经，也去问神啊，这什么意思啊？这怎么应用
？Thank God that as a preacher, I have the opportunity to constantly ask God, what does this mean and how do we use it?
我们再来看这个诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let us also refer to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
九十七节。
Verse 97.
到一百节。
Psalm 119, verse 97 through 100.
诗篇149篇97节到100节。
Psalm 119, verse 97 to 100.
九十七节，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。九十八节，你的命令当存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。九十九节，我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。第一百节，我比年老的更明白，因我守你的训示。在这里提到这个作者呢，他一直昼夜的思想神的话语。
The author of the psalm was meditating on God's word day and night.
是因为他很爱慕神的话。
The reason he did this all the time is because he loved the word of God.
我们今天有爱慕神的话吗？
Do we love God's word today?
我们是不是花很爱慕在这个电脑前面上网络啊，看电视啊？
Or do we love the time that we spend in front of the TV or our computer?
我们从那当中得到什么？
What do we gain from this?
浪费时间，很多时间浪费了，学到很多不该学的东西。
We waste a lot of time and learn things that we ought not to know.
那在这里九十八节，首先他做的第一点就是把神的话放在心里面。
In verse 98, first thing is to put God's word within our heart.
我们绝对会有仇敌的。
We will have enemies.
仇敌不一定是我们所恨的人，就是可能有些人不喜欢我们。
Our enemies are not necessarily those who hate us or who don't like us.
可是有神的话语在我们心里面呢，我们做的会比我们这不喜欢我们的人还有智慧，做得更对更好。
When we store God's word in our hearts, then we will act with more wisdom than our enemies.
这个做师父，就是做老师的，如果要比老师更好的话，很简单，多思考神的话语。
If we want to be better than the teacher, then we need to invest more time to meditate on God's word.
其实人要做传道也很简单啊，多思考神的话语，你就比传道还厉害。
It is actually easy to be even stronger than a preacher, and it is by meditating God's word.
那最后一百节就是我们要行出来。
In verse 100, it tells us that we must keep these precepts.
一百节，我们当把神的话行出来，其实我们比年老的更加聪明。
When we act out these commandments, then we are even wiser than the ancients.
这里告诉我们方法如何成为有智慧的人。
These are the methods to become wise.
最后我们要有主耶稣那种爱心。
Finally, we should have the love of Christ.
我们来看这个马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章的第一节到第八节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 1 through 8.
第九章第一节到第八节。
Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 through 8.
在这里记载着主耶稣呢，在一个城里面。
Jesus was in a city.
那么有一些人把这个，有四个人把这个摊子带到主耶稣面前了。
There were four people who brought a paralytic before Jesus.
那主耶稣首先没有先医治这个瘫子的病。
Jesus did not heal this paralytic at first.
在第二节呢，记载说他先赦免他的罪。
In verse 2, it records that Jesus first forgave this man's sin.
那后来呢，再把这个人的病医好。
And it is after forgiving his sin that he healed the paralytic.
这是主耶稣的爱心。
This is a manifestation of Jesus' love.
有时候我们觉得说这个还可以啦，是爱心，可是看起来也不是很大。
We may sometimes say, yes, this looks like love, but it's not that great.
如果主耶稣爱心很大的话，应该先医治这个瘫子的病啊，因为他不能走路啊，他瘫痪了。
If Jesus was truly loving, then he should have healed the paralytic first.
的确，有人中风过的，还是成为瘫子的人，真的很可怜。
Indeed, those who have suffered a stroke or who are paralytic are quite pitiful.
因为我自己的祖母，从小把我养大的祖母，她中风了。
For example, my own grandmother, she also suffered a stroke.
她不能走动，只能整天躺在床上。
She can no longer walk, but only lay on her bed all day long.
她自己的身体成为她的监牢。
Her body has become her prison.
在那种生活当中不能上厕所，也慢慢的很自然会失去 她的这个尊严。
Because she's unable to do her go to the restroom on her own, then she has lost her self-respect.
那很多事情要依赖人。
She needs to rely on other people's help.
也不能去走动、看风景、去运动，也不能说话。
She cannot go out to see the landscape and she cannot speak.
真的很可怜。
And it is a very sad.
那可是更可怜的是啊，这个摊子如果罪没有赦免的话，他以后去地狱啊，那地狱呢，比做摊子还要更可怕。
But what is even more pitiful is that if this paralytic sins were not forgiven, then he would go to hell, and that would be worse than his paralysis.
那在罗马书第六章二十三节提到说，罪的工价就是死。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 23 it says that the wages of sin is death.
那这个死不是肉体上的死，而是跟神隔开，去火湖里面永远的，没有指望，在那边受永刑。
This is not physical death, but a complete and utter separation from God, where we are punished forever.
在那边没有任何的恩典。
There is no grace there.
那会比真的比做摊子啊还要可怜呢。
And that fate is even more pathetic than to be a paralytic.
所以主耶稣看到这个摊子的需要，最重要的不是他的疾病，而是他的罪。
Jesus saw that this paralytic's greater need was the forgiveness of his sin instead of the healing of his illness.
那当主耶稣赦免他的罪的时候，其实主耶稣要担负他的罪。
When Jesus forgave this paralytic's sin, he had to take on the sin.
我们来看以赛亚书五十三章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书五十三章第四节到第六节。
Isaiah 53 verses 4 to 6.
和第十节上半段。
And the first portion of verse 10.
我们看以赛亚书五十三章第四节。
Isaiah 53 verse 4.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打。苦待了第五节，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。第六节，
Six.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。神使我们罪众人的罪孽都归在他身上。我们跳到第十节，
Ten.
神确定将他压伤，使他受痛苦。神以他为赎罪祭，在这里我们可以看到说，其实我们人所犯的罪，神给耶稣，所以让我们可以得平安。
These verses tell us that the sin of humanity has been laid upon Jesus so that we can receive peace.
所以当这个主耶稣赦免他这个摊子的罪，其实主耶稣在担负他这个痛苦。
When Jesus forgave this paralytic's sin, then he had to take on the suffering.
那后来主耶稣在医治他的肉体的疾病。
Afterwards, Jesus healed the ailment of his body.
我们可以看到说，主耶稣帮助的摊子是十全十美的，是帮助他的心灵上、属灵上，还有他的肉体上。
Jesus offered complete help to this paralytic because he helped him spiritually and physically.
那这个摊子来的时候，可能只心里只是祈求说，我希望我可以走路，我可以得到医治，肉体上的医治。
When this paralytic first came, he must have come with hopes of a physical healing.
可是主耶稣给他的更加的美，更加的好，不只是医治他的病，甚至连他的罪都赦免了。
What Jesus gave him was even better, not only healing his body, but forgiving his sin.
所以我们今天要学习主耶稣的爱，不是人家求我一件事情，好，我就帮他做一件事情。我们应该学习主耶稣，他这个人有这个需求，可是我们可以看得更多，给他更多。
Today we can learn from Jesus and not only grant what we are requested, but come to an understanding of the person's need and give them even more abundantly.
其实我们每一个人就像这个摊子一样。
Each one of us is like this paralytic.
因为我们每一个人都受过洗了。
Because we have received water baptism.
那我们每一个人，很多人呢已经得到圣灵，借着圣灵，我们可以把神的话行出来，不再做摊子。
And many of us have received the Holy Spirit, so that we are no longer paralytics, but can act upon the will of God.
我们有很多人来教会， 来慕道是因为可能家庭啊婚姻啊有问题，还是经济上有问题，还是生了病了，没办法得到医治。
Many of us may have come to church because of financial or marital or physical problems.
可是主耶稣不只是把我们问题解决了，主耶稣还赦免我们的罪，给我们圣灵了。
Jesus does not only solve these problems, but also forgives our sins and gives us the Holy Spirit.
我们在肯诺加教会，我们可能认识一个人叫做 Mike Yuan， 就是袁弟兄。
In Canoga Park, there is a brother Mike Yuan.
他跟我分享他一个见证。
He shared a testimony with me.
他说他是如何得圣灵。
He told me how he had received the Holy Spirit.
他得圣灵是洗礼的那一天最后一次圣餐礼的祷告，那时候得到的。
He received the Holy Spirit during the last prayer of Holy Communion. On the same day, he received water baptism.
在祷告的时候，他看见有个异象。
When he was praying, he saw a vision.
他看到有两个人，有一个人在打另外一个人。
There were two people in this vision, and one was beating the other.
他仔细的看。
And he looked more closely.
他看到说，哎，怎么那个人？是他，他在打主耶稣。
He saw that it was him beating Jesus.
他看到自己很凶猛，很残酷，这个拳头打脚踢啊，在踢主耶稣。
And shamefully, he saw that he was beating and kicking the Lord.
那主耶稣都不回首。
But Jesus did not fight back.
他看到他把主耶稣打地上去了。
He saw that he had beaten Jesus to the ground.
主耶稣再站起来，他就继续拳头拳打脚踢啊，把主耶稣打得像狗一样，把他打地上去。
When Jesus would get up, then he would continue beating and kicking him until he fell down like a dog.
他很惊讶。
He was so surprised.
他觉得我怎么会做这种事呢
？He thought to himself, how can I do this?
主耶稣救我，我怎么会打他呢
？Jesus has saved me. How can I beat him?
后来他看到的异象的时候，他看到说他打主耶稣一拳的时候，他想起他以前所做的事情。
When he saw himself beating Jesus, he thought about things he had done in the past.
这是错的。
Which things he had done wrong.
他看到他踢主耶稣的时候，他想起他以前所说的话。
When he kicked Jesus, he thought about the words he had spoken.
他看到主耶稣就安安静静的为他承担住了。
Yet Jesus quietly bore this type of treatment.
那他这影片呢一直在重复着，他怎么一直打主耶稣，主耶稣就站起来让他打。
And this scene kept on playing over and over, where he would beat Jesus, and Jesus would get up.
他觉得他自己很内疚，很真的好像不是人呢。
And this brother felt so awful, like he was not even human.
他哭着对主耶稣说：“主耶稣，我求你。”不要再站起来让我打。
He cried to Jesus, saying to him, "Don't stand up again, so I will not continue beating you."
可是他继续看着主耶稣，还是站起来让他打。
Yet Jesus would continue standing up and allow himself to be beaten.
我在想，其实今天我们还是继续打主耶稣、踢主耶稣的。
I think that today we also continue to beat and kick Jesus.
因为我们继续还在犯罪。
Because we still commit sin.
因为我们对人还是没有爱心，我们还是这么自私骄傲。
Because we are not compassionate and we are selfish and proud.
可是主耶稣爱着我们，他就一直忍受着。
Because Jesus loves us, he endures.
我们今天要学习主耶稣那种的爱心，那种忍耐。
Today we should learn Jesus' love and his endurance.
如果我们被人欺负，我想我们马上把他打回去了，还是骂回去了。
If we are hurt by others, it is easy for us to fight back.
我们可不可以像主耶稣一样，这样子忍受着，就像我们以前欺负主耶稣，主耶稣也忍受着。
Could we learn from Jesus' example and endure it just the same way that Jesus endured what we have done to him?
因为很多事情需要忍耐，忍着。
And there are many things that require patience and endurance.
我们主耶稣都做到了。
Jesus has achieved it.
因为当我们犯罪的时候，我们去体会主耶稣的忍耐着。
Because when we sin, we can experience how Jesus is enduring it.
所以当别人坐在我们身上，我们也一同来回想主耶稣怎么忍耐，我们就可以忍耐了。
Therefore, when others do these things to us, let us think how Jesus endured, so that we can endure as well.
所以我们的主耶稣很美。
Jesus is quite beautiful.
他 很有慈心啊，看到人需要帮忙，痛苦可怜，就医治，主耶稣都会动慈心来帮助这些人。
His heart is full of compassion for those who are sick and who are in need of help and who are hopeless.
我们看到主耶稣很有智慧。
Jesus is also full of wisdom.
他知道怎么去应用神的话在他日常生活当中。
He knows how to use the word of God in his daily life.
来解决别人的问题和自己的问题。
He knows how to use this to solve other people's problems and his own problems.
最后我们看到主耶稣的爱。
Finally, we have seen Jesus' love.
他给予的不只是肉体上，他还给予的是心灵上，还有这个灵魂上的需要。
And what he does is, he gives what is needed to fulfill our spiritual and physical needs.
所以我们今天就讲到这个三个重点，主耶稣的三个主要的特性。让我们一同来效法主耶稣基督。
Today we have gone over these three characteristics of Jesus that we can learn to imitate.
我们一同来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
232首。
232.